I'm in. Yes, Colonel, I hear you. I've infiltrated the base. They have no idea I'm here. Yes, I'm hiding under a cardboard box now.
Soaps, it's the moving day of my house, dude. Like, what are you doing?
He has no idea that I've been here.
Soaps, I can see you in the box. You're in the goddamn cardboard box.
Yes, but he doesn't know which box I'm under.
Dude, there's only one box on the floor and I can see your feet. Here, just take it off.
I've been ID'd. Abort the mission. Abort the mission.
Soaps.
Run, I have to go.
Soaps. Soaps. Soaps.
Welcome back to another episode of May Contain. I'm Soaps.
And I'm Gander.
And we have a huge episode for you again.
Oh, come on, dude. They're always huge.
Like always. Like I was going to say. But I'll start off by saying...
Yeah?
The acoustics in here are so much greater than they've ever been before.
A little bit echoey, yes. Tonight is the... It's D-night.
It's the final night.
It's the final night. The final countdown.
Not of the show.
No.
No, the show's not going anywhere.
No.
But the location, our recording home...
Yeah, well, look, let's face it, we've been recording here now for probably about
9 months.
Yeah, 9 months.
Yeah, I reckon about that.
And I'm moving house, and tomorrow's the day.
That's it, literally in a few hours. It's currently an evening.
It's evening, and tomorrow morning, 8:30, the trucks will be here.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff's already gone, as you can see.
Yeah, it's like, that's what I'm saying. It's so weird to be sitting right here, right now, where we are, where we've always been. And it's just empty, set up on a cardboard box. We're feeling a little homeless.
It is a little bit weird. We'll actually take a picture of this box because it actually has the topics written on it.
Yes.
So it's kind of bizarre, but we'll be moving into a better location.
Yes, we'll be having a May Contain
studio.
Studio? I guess that's what you'd call it.
Yeah, yeah. Something we're going to have celebrities there. We're going to have everything.
So we're going to have I don't know what we're going to have. We're going to have heaps of stuff.
It's going to be crazy. It's going to change on a weekly
basis. I remember seeing it, like, when you first showed me the picture, and I'm like, this is so much bigger than what I thought it was going to be.
Yes, it's a house.
It's like a bat cage.
It is amazing. We're going to have, so much stuff is going
to
happen there.
Bruce Wayne is going to be envious of what's going to happen to this thing.
It is a shed, guys, but it's our shed.
And it's going to be so much more.
Yeah, yeah.
May Contain headquarters.
So I guess that's all I've been doing. This whole week I've been packing, getting ready. What have you been doing, dude?
I've been watching trailers and stuff like that.
Okay, yeah.
But I also did go out because they had the Adelaide show on this week.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
But I went there, didn't go on any rides.
Walked around and looked at stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't do the Yellow Brick Road one, did you?
No, we didn't do that. For anyone who doesn't know what the Yellow Brick Road is, it's a, what would you call it?
It's a free show bag.
It's a free show bag, pretty much. You go there, you follow the, no, it's not free anymore.
Okay, you pay for
you
the Yellow Brick Road.
You pay for this, and you walk around the entire show, and you've got to find the numbers one by one, and you fill up your show bag, and by the end of it, you've got another yellow show bag full of crap.
You know what I find weird with it as well? When I was a kid, I hated doing it.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the next spot. I want to go see the rides, or I want to do the sideshows. Then you get that little bit older, and you're like, I kind of want to do this.
I am completely I'm the black deal white on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's literally, I look at it now, I'm like, can't believe I used to do that. As a kid, that's the reason I went to the show, Yellow Brick Road.
Really?
Yeah, and you know what? There's no yellow bricks whatsoever. There's no yellow road.
You didn't like the rides when you were little?
I did, but I was too young to go on them. And there's like this huge freaking safety rating that's dropping every year.
With
children flying off rides and everything like that.
Let's not mention that. So what do you do? When you're little, you went to the nursing, the little petting zoo.
Yeah, and I still do that now.
You go to the petting zoo.
That's it. I go see the sheep. Yep. I go see the cows.
Okay.
And I go see the goats.
Do you milk the cows?
So I did last year.
Oh, you would, last you filthy
year.
Bugger.
I would. Right? Yeah. Couldn't find them this year.
Oh, they're gone.
Bastards got away from me.
No.
But no, this year,
yeah,
I'm like, I just want to pat an animal. And it's like, yes, a goat.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And it was just overly, I think it's one of those things where you go to pat an animal and they're always a bit funny about you patting them. So they stand at the back of their cage and they're like, or they're just petting.
Have you ever gone up to a random stranger and started patting them?
Yeah.
It is weird.
They back up into their cages.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. It's the exact same.
But the simple fact is, this goat was overly friendly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And it was like flicking its lips around and doing its thing.
Well, it's coming on to you.
Yeah, I don't know what it was doing, right? So
was it winking?
I played back.
Oh, hello.
So anyway, I was like, because I didn't realize goats have these like really tiny teeth. They're like they're just tiny teeth.
Okay, I've not seen a goat's teeth.
No, but they're, you know when you're like when you're playing with a puppy and they don't really have their teeth through yet.
Okay,
they're sharp as hell, but they just sort of gum you.
Yeah,
cool, no worries.
That's what the goat was doing.
So it sort of leaned forward.
Gummed.
Yeah, I was getting gummed on the finger.
Okay,
forgetting right that they've got these molars of doom at the back of their skull.
Okay, I don't know. There you go.
Oh, I found out.
Oh,
so anyway, this thing's just gnawing away on my finger. I guess it's just sort of like dab 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 dab.
Yeah.
Carrying on. Anyway, it does that thing where you flick your tongue back up to get the food to the back of your mouth.
Yeah.
You flick it up. It did that. Okay. And just moved forward. And the noise, like it wasn't what I felt next. It was the noise that I heard that was most unsettling.
Which?
Have you ever snapped a carrot in half?
Yeah. Oh.
That sound right then and there.
Ah.
I thought I had lost a finger.
Can I have a look?
It is right there. And you can actually feel the groove. Right, I almost lost this finger. Like, it's on both sides. There is a groove in there. You feel that. Like, that don't pick it.
Oh.
So, but you feel the groove.
Yep.
And it another bite and it would have taken it. But you felt it was just bleeding and bleeding.
Would you do it again? Would you repat this goat?
No, I don't think I would. It's got a taste for blood now.
So, run!
This is the first goat that hasn't been a sacrificial goat that's actually taken blood from a human. It's getting its comeuppance. It's like, it's taken its heritage back.
You eat meat, yeah?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yeah.
If you knew the cow and then...
Well, personally.
Well, no. Like, if it was my neighbor. It was in the paddock. It was grazing. It was Ed, the cow.
Right.
He was just chewing on his own grass, minding his own milk.
Yeah.
And then you went over and decided to... No. Okay. Your dad came home and said, Ed's dead.
Ed's dead.
And then pushed you a big, giant steak.
Yeah.
And you're halfway through eating it.
Yeah.
And he says, he looks at you funny. First of all, he's got a weird moustache as well, your dad. He looks at you and he's like, how's Ed taste?
Yeah.
Oh!
It tastes good.
Would it bother you? No,
it tastes good.
No. Yeah.
All right. It tastes good.
That story went nowhere. I was expecting some stuff.
No, Ed's good. What, you'd have an issue with
that? I don't know. Like, I like eating kangaroo, and some people would be like, I can't do that, because that's our emblem.
We did a thing like that. This is going back a couple of years. Yeah. Also at the Adelaide show.
Yeah.
We actually took my grandmother with me. She doesn't go to the show anymore. She's too old.
Okay.
And
age limit, guys.
Yeah, that's it. You just can't take it.
Over 60, you don't go to the show.
No, it's one of those things that, like, it's not the fact that she's too old to go. It's the fact that she's hit, like, her child state again. So, like, you have to sort of take her on one of those, like, kangaroo leashes. Otherwise, she'll just run off.
Okay.
So I'm like, no, you're not going. Simple as that.
Kangaroos have a leash?
No, is that what they're called? The monkey straps or something like that.
Okay.
They stop children from running off and grandparents running off. That's what I'm going to use.
Get back here, Gran.
Anyway, going back a few years, we actually took her. Yes. And there was like this meat tasting area. Can't find it anymore. Like the show's changed over the years.
Yeah, health regulations.
Yeah, and what happened was they had like bits of kangaroo and you'd try that. And you're like, okay, cool, kangaroo. Yeah,
cool.
Right? There's bits
bit of skibby.
Yeah, bit of emu there as well.
Ah.
Right, try some emu.
Yeah.
Now, my grandmother doesn't know what these things are.
She's just eating meat.
She's just eating meat, right? And then she goes, oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
What is that? And the guy working there is like, oh, it's emu. Anyway, she turns around. Behind her is a pen of emu, right?
Oh,
and
they're all
saying, and she's like, and the look on her face.
Yeah.
I have never seen, like, a more ghostly figure in an elderly person.
Did she vomit?
She almost passed out.
Yeah.
It's that feeling of, like, I've just eaten this piece, and there they are running around. White.
Wow.
She was, like, dizzy. She's like, no, I'm going to sit down. She almost passed out. Like, the last story I told me around needles, I was
they taste blood. They taste blood.
She probably did the same thing out like a light.
See, it wouldn't bother me, like, if I was sitting, like, tomorrow, once again, same scenario. You've got to tell your dad to get rid of that mug. But he pushes me a plate of steak, and I start eating it, and he goes, how does soaps taste?
Yeah.
I'd still eat it.
Really? It tastes like pork.
Well, that's what I mean. I'll taste a bit of human.
This is going dark really quick.
No, I would eat a bit of human.
Nah, I don't think I could ever do that.
Really?
I think I've had this discussion with someone else, and it was literally along the lines of, the only way that I could ever try is if it was me.
You could eat a bit of yourself.
Well, yeah, because at least I know where it's come from. Of course, I don't want to give it up. I like everything, you know, proportion where it is right now.
Yeah.
So maybe I could cut a little bit off the front, sort of slim down a little bit.
Buttocks bit.
But then, even if I cut a little bit off the front just to try and slim down, there's no point in me eating it. It's going to end right back up where I cut it off.
True.
So
true.
I can't win.
Well, so you had a bit of a crazy week. Your finger's still attached.
Still attached. I reckon if it took a second bite, that would be the end
of it.
It'd
be gone.
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 Yeah. There would be a goat out there with a little bit of me in it. So
taste of soaps. No, apart from that, I actually have a very funny story.
Yes, all right.
Okay. The latest trailer.
Yeah, which I was saying I was watching trailers.
Yes, before. For the Jungle Book has dropped.
And it is incredible.
Yes, Jon Favreau, oh my God, you're a god amongst men. The trailer is amazing, featuring the one and only little Indian kid, Neil Sethi.
Yeah.
He's the only actual live character in this.
Yeah, but
the rest are all CGI.
Who are some of the voice actors in there as
We've got Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
Scarlett Johansson.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray as Baloo.
Yeah, I know, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. It's going to be awesome. And I know there's other big names on there as well, but I cannot remember right at the moment. But obviously,
They're the big ones.
So the only actor in the actual thing that's not just a voice actor is Neil Sethi. Now, I posted the teaser because, once again, the in thing to do at the moment is to do a teaser to the teaser.
Yeah.
And they posted a 3-second teaser of The Jungle Book.
I didn't even watch it.
Okay.
I didn't want to deal with it. I'm like, no, I'm going to wait.
I watched it and I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. I posted it on Make and Take. It's actually up on our website right now. Go back a couple of days, you'll find it.
Yeah.
You'll see someone that actually liked that post.
One person. You all failed.
You all failed to like it, apart from Neil Sethi.
The
actor who's in it. And that's when I suddenly went, hang on, because I didn't know his name at that point. I was like, Neil Sethi? Who's this guy? I clicked on it and went, oh God, that's the kid, that's the actor.
That's Mowgli.
That's Mowgli. So I got a little excited and I was like, oh my God, Soaps, Mowgli just liked our post, didn't I? I sent you a little thing. Soaps, get on this, Mowgli's liking us.
There's internet in the jungle.
Yeah. So I went, what do I do now? So I quickly went across and I liked Neil Sethi's page.
Yeah.
Followed him or whatever you do on Facebook.
Yeah.
And he was just pretty much commenting on Jungle Book stuff. And I put a little post on his wall and I said, hey, Neil Sethi.
That's so creepy.
Hey, Neil Sethi.
You don't say someone's
wink.
Name.
No, I did because I tagged him. I wanted him to see
it. So it's literally how it's written, but it's not how you would say
it. Yeah, and I said, you just posted on the May Contain page, you liked our post.
Yeah.
I've also asked you a question. Do you mind answering it? All right. Nothing. Then suddenly, I got someone liked my comment.
Yeah.
And it was Sam Sethi.
Right.
Which is Neil's dad.
Right.
Right? And I was like, oh my God. Because obviously Neil Sethi is too young.
Yeah.
He's a minor.
He's literally about 8 years old, nine years.
I think a bit older than that. I don't know. But he's not old enough to run the full account. So his dad and his family run his Facebook account for him and his Instagram and everything like that. So anyway, I basically was all excited and I was like, oh, Sam's doing this. Okay, that's clearly still, you know, some sort of former celebrity.
I have a connection.
So he answered my question. He told me you just have to wait for the film.
Yeah.
Because I said, you know, whatever. I can't even remember what I said, but I was all excited. In my excitement, I tried to add Sam Sethi as a friend on Facebook.
Yes.
He private messaged me back saying this is a private Facebook account.
Yeah.
If you'd like to follow my son, you're more than welcome to, but I'm not going to be your friend. pretty much along the lines of that. And you know what? I said, all good. I got a little excited. And he replied to me again. And I still thought that was really kind of cool.
So you made a connection with
him. Yeah. And then that little thing twigged him. And was like, how far can I take this? Can I keep bugging him till the point where he's not my friend anymore?
I've actually done this with stars before, actually, talking about Facebook before I actually got rid of it.
Yeah.
There's actually, do you remember the Hills Have Eyes, the remake?
Yes. Yeah.
An actor in that name, Laura Ortiz.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She's actually the little girl in it that has now grown up beautifully.
She's not so little.
Yeah. Not so little.
Yeah.
Also went on to do the series Holliston as well, which is a fantastic series. It got to a second season, directed and created by Adam Green.
Okay.
Then
good
once
name. Solid
feared,
name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like us two together.
Oh, hey!
Yeah.
Click.
Right?
Yep.
And what happened was he lost Fearnet, which is what he was putting Holliston on there.
Yep.
But now coming back. So Laura Ortiz is now coming back to Holliston.
Okay.
Point of the story being, just random. I remember like looking at the Holliston stuff. Holliston's coming back and found her actual Facebook. I'm like,
you're like, whatever. Who cares?
I'll chuck an ad friend, right? To my surprise, accepted. Yeah.
You're a friend. Still I'm a friend. Well, you're not. Because you deleted Facebook, but you would have been.
Exactly. If I reactive it, there should be.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've got a celebrity on my Facebook.
Friends list.
Deactivated Facebook.
Wow. So that's pretty crazy.
But then, like, obviously, because all I really use now is Twitter.
Yeah.
But then, like, I don't write much on there, but I'm followed by Real Big Fish.
Don't know who that is.
It's a ska band.
Oh, okay.
You ever seen Basketball?
Yes.
Yeah, they do the cover of Take On Me.
Oh, okay. Yes. I know the one. Did they also do The Wedding Singer?
I really couldn't do it. I don't think
okay.
so.
Okay.
But that doesn't matter.
Sorry, guys.
But that's our connection to the celebrity world.
Celebrity world. Get on us quickly now, guys, because we're going to be famous one day.
Maybe.
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 If you guys can't even like our Jungle Book pages, like, you know, our post, and then the actual cast do, then maybe we're just, you know, not cut out for it.
We'll see. We'll see. and I guess so that all happened. It's all just been go, 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 go.
But the trailer itself, it looks huge. Like, it looks wicked. It only goes for about, I think it's 2 minutes, just under 2 minutes.
It goes for about 2 minutes, and basically, right at the very end, you get a snippet of Mowgli with Baloo, and they're doing the bear necessities.
Yeah, he's whistling it as they're going down the river.
Yeah, so brilliant. But it looks dark.
I reckon, do you know what? Like, looking back at it now,
The
Jungle Book is a really dark story.
Yes.
There's nothing that I did see in this trailer that I'm like, well, hang on. That looks terrifying.
Yeah.
But it's not like it didn't happen in the original Disney film either.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty full on. Like, the worst thing is all I can... It's... And someone else commented on our link about this.
Yeah.
Now they need to do a Lion King. And I felt that exact same thing. Like, this is brilliant. This is dark. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to see the Lion King like
I reckon
this.
Either... I don't think it'll be the Lion King.
Haven't even seen the Jungle Book yet. I want to see more.
I reckon it'll be Aladdin.
You reckon Aladdin?
I reckon Aladdin's the next one to come
Genie.
Along.
They're doing Genie, live action.
So, but, yeah, Aladdin.
No, but it's before Aladdin. It's how Genie got in the bottle.
Okay, that's not good enough.
That's what they're doing.
But I can see Aladdin. Like, if you could do a film like Prince of Persia.
Yeah,
right,
which was bad.
No.
Prince of Persia was horrible.
I love that movie.
It's got Jake Gyllenhaal. I can never say his name. Gladnell. Gladnell?
Please keep going.
Gladnell. Gladnell.
No, not close.
Gladnell.
No. What's his sister's name?
Gladnell.
No, Maggie.
Maggie.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal.
You got it.
Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, Gyllenhaal.
Gyllenhaal. Are you sure?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Really?
Yeah, Maggie Gyllenhaal, who's in Dark Knight.
Huh.
So, why? I should be schooling you at the moment.
Well, that's right. Yeah. No, I liked it.
But yeah, no, I reckon if they can do a film like Prince of Persia.
Bad
no,
film.
It was good.
It was really bad, dude.
It's. Do you know what? Mm. When you look at game adaptations of... movie adaptations of games, that one's never mentioned. It's one of the... They always go, oh, that's terrible, they're all terrible. But they never actually ever mention Prince of Persia.
I thought it was boring. I hated it. I think it's a two thumbs down for Gander.
Ooh.
That's two bad. Thumbs down.
Nah, I went to a premiere session here. I liked it.
You liked it.
So I reckon Aladdin could come next. Okay. And you reckon Lion King could come next.
Yes.
What do you guys think? Do you want to see a live adaptation of a Disney film?
Yeah.
So, you know, they could do Toy Story. That'd be scary as hell.
Yeah.
So that'd be really terrifying.
It'd be freaky. But there's a lot there. And obviously, you know, there's so many trailers that you just can't watch them all, which leads me on to trying to catch them all.
Ooh.
Pokemon Go.
Yes. Now, did this come out of nowhere?
Yeah, they just announced it. It was boom. It was up. It was straight out there. You're in the public. You're in the world. You're fighting.
Yeah, now
you're a trainer.
Going back, I reckon this takes it back a little bit to Nintendo when they were saying along the lines of, we want to do stuff more mobily.
Yeah.
So, not Mowgli.
No, mobily. Mobily.
And I think this is the biggest thing. I didn't think we expected this. Pokemon Go, even when I saw the trailer, I'm like, they're not doing this. They're not going to hand out Pokemon, right? Where you get your phone...
Yeah.
Right. And you go outside.
Yes.
And you catch actual Pokemon.
Yeah.
That you can actually battle with and trade with actually other people from around the world.
Featuring in-app purchases.
Of course.
It has to. I don't know.
It's insane. I reckon that...
Yeah.
I reckon that is brilliant. It's a brilliant idea, right? And someone else said it perfectly. Is this the game that gets us back outside?
No.
Why?
because it's literally geocaching. It's Pokemon geocaching.
So you reckon it's been done before?
Of course it's been done before. There's other internet app games. We've talked about them where you have to go to live locations and do it.
Yeah.
The only reason that this is different is because it's Pokemon.
Yeah, so I reckon they've branded it for a bigger thing, right? So all it's doing is it's making geocaching bigger.
No. All you're going to do is you're going to get the geeky dudes to find a way to do Pokemon Go without leaving the couch. They will find a way to trick their phones into different locations to do as if they were there. But they're not there.
No, I reckon that don't say that.
You know, or what? See, well, I understand the concept. You need to go, let's say you go to, I don't know, near the river.
Yeah.
And I happen to be near the river and we fight. Boom, there's a fight scene. Two Pokemon fighting.
Yes.
But what happens if we're only passing each other and then we keep going? Like, do you get what I mean? Like, they showed a snippet on the trailer where two people just happened to pass each other and there was a Pokemon fight and then they kept going.
I think along the lines that you have to accept the battle.
Okay.
Like, you have to be standing there accepting the battle. You can't be just battling. Like, it's not like, what's that music, that horrible music thing that people do and you're passing each other and stuff like that? And it's like, it shares your music?
Oh.
Have you heard of it?
No.
It's not like that. See, I'm not educated with this stuff. So,
yeah.
But I reckon Pokemon Go is going to be a very different approach. I reckon it's the right approach for Nintendo, right? Because you know what they're starting to look like now?
What?
I'm sorry to say it, but I reckon it's Nintendo's way of almost going like Sega did.
Sega.
Yeah, how they lost their console. The Dreamcast flopped. It wasn't a bad console. It just, you know, don't touch it or it will blow up. That was pretty much, you know, its tagline.
Yeah.
And I reckon Nintendo's sort of going the same way. They can't keep up with the big boys now. And like, why not attack the one thing that hasn't really been utilized yet?
Yeah.
Mobile devices. You're on the go. That's okay. Makes sense. Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
But you're literally, Nintendo's going to be in your pocket wherever you go. I'm saying go too much. But like,
all I'm saying is Pokemon should stop.
Why?
Because I get the concept.
Yeah.
I get it. I wasn't part of that revolution when I was younger of Pokemon's the in thing.
Yeah.
And you still is. Like, okay, what would be cooler if it was Pokemon Go or they did Yu-Gi-Oh? What would be more exciting for you?
You don't know what Yu-Gi-Oh is, though, do you?
Nah, it's a
game. That's why I wouldn't... you're saying as a card game. You mean as a mobile...
As a live-action mobile run-around fight things.
That wouldn't work.
Why?
It's not the same as going out and... You don't go out and catch cards.
Okay, if you go out and catch the Pokemon, can I sit at home and just trade you?
Yeah.
And do you get rid of yours, or do you just get a duplicate?
No, you'd have mine, and I'd have yours.
Yeah, so I could stay at home and actually have a full collection. I just got to know the people.
Well, in a sense, but you'd have to lose something to gain something else.
Yeah.
Do you know what trading is?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to give something up to get something back.
Unless you're an Indian giver.
So, well, then if you're an Indian giver, you're only getting the thing back, but then you're giving it back as well.
But you move forward in the line, I remember that.
After what?
When you're a little
kid.
You move
forward in line.
And you go, can I jump in front of you? And they go, you can jump in front of me, only if I can jump in front of you again. And you sort of do this little swivel.
Where did you ever do that?
In the canteen line. Waiting for my sausage roll, my friend. Sausage roll and a can of Coke.
See,
that's how I did it.
So I'm out playing Pokemon and you're playing sausage rolls in the canteen.
I was hungry. So, I'm a hungry boy. Look at me, I'm massive. I'm a big man. I'm a unit. I don't know. I think Pokemon Go is going to be okay. I know people are losing their marbles over it.
I reckon it's the start of something big. I reckon it's the way it needs to be. I reckon it's going to be the game that gets it outside. But I reckon there are other things that you can have. This is just the beginning. I reckon that you can have something else on it. You can go out there and just, like... Someone else will make a game going, go out and just catch rare animals. Real, rare animals.
Yeah.
And look after it. Do you know what? It'll be a freaking Tamagotchi. That's what's going to end up
happening.
It will.
Yeah, you've got to keep them alive. You've got to feed them. They're going to beep. Whatever.
I reckon it's going to be good, though. Minus the transactions.
I don't know. So, I don't know. I just think, just give me a bullet and I'll shoot myself in the head because I'm a bit over it.
All right, you've put me onto something here.
Okay, what did I do?
Now, talking about Australian, like, you know, we've got gun laws here and stuff like that. There's a lot of things going on. This is just really interesting because it's happening all around the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, talking about Australia first up, we've just changed prime ministers.
Yep. I slept through it.
Yeah, we don't know anything about
no idea.
Politics, but we just thought we should just mention Australia, for some stupid reason, and we're a laughing stock of the world, is we've gone through 4 prime ministers in the last 2 trimesters.
Yeah.
Right? But the good thing about this one is
yeah.
he was 4 days yes. before getting his prime minister pension.
Yeah.
So that saves us a bit of money.
Yeah. I hate him. He can't get his words right. Get off. See ya.
The Australian government, you're doing a fantastic buck-up job, and we wish you didn't exist. So thanks, guys. But anyway, moving on from that.
Gun laws.
Talking about these gun laws.
Okay.
Right? Now, this is really interesting because I'll start with the story that began the whole thing for me and looking into it.
Yeah.
Now, in America at the moment, there is a guy currently on death row. He's been there for about the last, I couldn't tell you how long. It's been a very long time.
He's not dead yet.
No, he's not dead yet.
Okay.
He's on his last appeal, I believe.
Yeah.
For what it was, is he's in murder for a murder he didn't commit.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about this is it's because his name, not because of his name, Richard Glossop, I believe.
Okay.
And he ordered, I guess, an assassin to kill someone.
Okay.
The assassin
killed them.
Was successful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this Richard Glossop is, he didn't directly commit the murder.
Yes, he did.
But he, no, not directly, indirectly.
No, he directly did it. If he didn't go to someone and say, kill them, they wouldn't be dead.
So he directly did that action.
Yeah.
He didn't directly kill them.
No, he did.
Right? And now he's on death row
to
be punished for it.
Do you understand? He should be. You don't think he should be?
No, I'm not saying he shouldn't be. I'm just getting the facts straight.
Okay.
Right? Which is along the lines of the fact that, like, he didn't directly do it. The person who did commit the murder, they've caught the guy, right? His testimony is what is sending this Glossop guy to the
needle. So I always thought an assassin,
right,
was a make-believe job for the movies. I didn't believe, they're secret.
No.
Why would he be like, yeah, did it. I killed that person.
Everyone's a hitman, right? Everyone's a hitman.
In Mexico, they are.
Well, did you know what? To a point, if I go, I'll give you $2 billion if you're going to go kill this person.
No, wouldn't do it.
Like, you're not really washing your hands clean of it or whatever. But what I'm saying is, like, it's not that hard to get a hitman. There's going to be people out there that are that desperate that would do something like that.
Yeah.
But I just don't feel it's right that the guy who actually did commit the murder is getting off relatively scot-free.
Yeah.
And the other guy is getting the full death sentence just because he ordered it.
But maybe, he should have gone to a hitman and a full man. Okay. And the full man, maybe that's what's happened.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Now, this takes me, like, I can't go too much into it because, like, I don't know the full story. Yeah. I just know what's happening. I just think it's interesting to talk about.
Yeah.
The other thing that, because it goes hand in hand with it at the moment, which is happening here in Australia, is gun laws are trying to be passed.
Okay.
Right?
I thought we have pretty good laws on guns.
We do have, and they're getting better.
Yeah.
Right? To the point that they're trying to break down bikie gangs.
Okay.
Right? So, what they're doing is say you're a bikie.
Could be.
You could be a bikie.
I could be
a push bike.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah.
Oh, a push bike.
You have a push bike. Yeah. And you're selling me a gun.
Yes.
Right? I then go out and I kill someone with that gun.
Yeah.
You are just as liable as I am. I get murder one.
Mm-hmm.
You get murder one.
Okay.
Now, that's if they catch you, right?
Yeah.
So, you take this all into account.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I rat you out, which is a bad idea because you're a bikie.
Yeah, I'm a bikie. Don't do that.
But you're going to take the same fall that I am.
I get what you're saying. So you think this is a bit harsh?
Not. I don't reckon it's too harsh. I just reckon there needs to be some insurance there. Yeah. I reckon if you're a bikie selling a gun illegally on the black market to someone, right, that you need some form of signature from that person, just like any other gun law, they say when you get your gun license, why are you buying this weapon? Is it for hunting, target practice?
Protection. Everyone would say protection.
Exactly.
Whatever.
Right?
Yeah. Protection from who? From who?
So what they're going to say is, right, so the bikie is, they've sold the gun.
Yeah.
And they get, so you're bikie, and you get me to sign something saying, why are you buying this gun from me?
Yeah.
Right? I say, I'm going hunting.
Okay.
No worries.
Go away, hunter.
Yep. I go out. Sadly, I've hunted humans.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Right? It comes back on you, right? Hunting actually falls under, animals and stuff like that.
Yeah,
but this comes back on you. And then if you get taken to court for whatever reason, then you can say, well, hang on. Yeah, okay, you've pinned me for selling guns illegally.
Look out.
You've got me there.
Yep.
But you can't pin me for the murder. He told me he was buying this for...
Hunting.
Do you reckon that's fair? Or even though, okay, you got to talk this in an illegal world.
The only thing that I think's weird about this whole thing is why we call them bikies.
The whole thing.
Yeah, I think that's weird. Because when you think about it, they probably still drive a car now and then.
Bikie is literally an example. Yeah, it's just criminal activity in general.
I know. No, I think it's fine. I think it's good.
So you reckon that if you sold me a gun and I killed someone,
yes,
you're also accountable
in some way because I provided the weapon. Like, because at the end of the day, you should go to an actual gun shop to buy it.
Yeah,
they'll do a proper license check.
Yeah,
because all they're saying is that it's backyard selling.
Well, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly. So yes, you're liable. If you went to a shop, they do a full-on police check, and then it's your gun, and it's all good.
It's not going to be criminal if you go out there and just say that it's like that. Like this is all because of criminal activity. If they want an easy access for a gun. They don't want to go out to a shop, get their license. They just need a gun.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's what I mean.
So going to get someone that's selling.
Of course, the bikie should be liable. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, there you go. So this takes me back to
the
one in America.
Yes.
So he's ordered not now. This is like saying because. You order a gun from a bikie, right? He has ordered a person with a gun to kill someone else.
Yep.
So does that make that assassin the tool?
Yes.
So you're saying that that's why the tool shouldn't be blamed, even though he's a human being?
Yes.
Easy as that.
Yeah. Well, you disagree. I mean, I don't disagree. It goes back to Nazi times.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Hitler.
Right.
He didn't probably actually kill someone.
Yeah.
He ordered a lot of people to do it. Go gas them.
Yeah, but the difference is there. That was an act of war.
So is this.
It's not an act of war. This is an act of crime. Well, you don't know
that. Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's still an act.
Yeah.
If you to kill one person is to kill many person, it's the same punishment. It should be you stuffed up.
But that's like if I sat here right now and I said, oh, I wish that person was dead.
Yeah.
And you went out there and killed that person.
Did you pay me for it first?
Why does payment have to be involved?
Because then it's a contract.
It's not. It's a verbal contract.
That's exactly right.
I reckon this is why it's such a touchy subject.
Why?
Is because it's only because money is involved.
Yeah.
And why should currency matter? A life has still been taken.
Because the world evolves around money.
So you're saying that money is above human life?
Yes. In this day and age, yes.
That's so bad.
But it's true.
And that's how our legal system works.
Have you heard of Wall Street?
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that because you've got money involved, our law system looks at the money issue before they're looking at the human life aspect of it all.
Yeah. We're all a statistic, man.
That's so bad. That's not a thing. Like that shouldn't be it. Like,
but it's true.
Yeah, but I guess that's why they're trying to change the laws here.
Like, I don't know. That's how I see it. I just think, at the end of the day, if you do something right, it's like cybercrime.
Okay? Yeah.
You're not actually committing the crime in a bank. You're not holding everyone with a gunpoint. You're just hacking into Joe Blogg's account and stealing money.
Mm.
It's still a crime. You should still be charged for the same thing as going into the bank with an actual gun.
No, because it's like, I guess it's one of those things like you're putting people in fear, right? Yeah. That's taken into account, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's a little above public nuisance, but it's still there.
Yeah.
Right. But the fact is, hackers, right, who break into a bank and they steal X amount of money digitally, right? They are still directly committing the act.
Yeah.
Right? They're not high. So technically, the laptop, the internet is the tool.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I can't understand why having an assassin, who is a person, right, who understands exactly what it is, right, just because he's paid doesn't mean he has to do it, and he gets off scot-free.
I don't think he should get off scot-free. I think they should both go down.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's a weird, hard situation.
Of course, because it's the legal system. It makes no bloody sense.
Yeah.
So, but what do you guys think? This is what, for anyone who knows about what's happening in America with this certain case at the moment, please let me know. I haven't read enough on it.
Yeah.
Only that little bit in particular.
Yeah.
And I literally found out today about the Australian gun laws that they're trying to bring in. I reckon that's... I don't really know if it's right. I just find it interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
That it's just their way of trying to control illegal crime that...
Yeah.
I don't know how they're ever going to trace it back.
Nah, they're not going to.
But it's just something they want to bring in.
Yeah.
Gives them a bit more power to play around with, so...
Well, I guess, guys, talking about gun laws and things like that, we are talking about the new Call of Duty game.
Yeah. Because
people are going to go mental over this as well. However...
Yeah, because a lot of kids aren't getting it for Christmas this year, are they?
It's an R-rated game.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
Yes.
It's confirmed it's R-rated. Do we know why it's R-rated?
I have done a little bit of searching.
You've done a bit of search, a bit of double-clicking.
Yeah, I can't find much on it as to why it's been given the R rating. There's obviously something in there.
Blood. Shed. Yeah. Tears.
But this is also talking about a series
yes.
that had the beginning of a game that had to get...
you played as the terrorist.
Yeah, you played as the terrorist and you shot up an airport.
Yes.
But what happened...
There was so much controversy over that.
And it got censored in some places.
And you had to select if you wanted to play that.
Yeah.
However, that is still an MA game.
Yeah.
And that's the difference. That is psychological.
Yes.
Rather than R18, what we're going to get now is going to literally be physical violence.
Yeah, now that's what I want to know. Is it the reason because the next-gen graphics have pushed it to that level of you can see emotions? Or? Well,
majority of it would also be that we never had an R rating back in the day. Now we do. We had it when the last Call of Duty came out. It still got MA.
Yes.
However, the law, they're always pushing it. And they always want it to be that one step up.
Yeah.
Now, they would have went to the company that made it and said, look, we're going to give it an R rating.
Yeah.
Do you want to take anything out? And it's completely up to them to go, yeah, we're going to change bits and pieces. But at the end of the day, R18 is going to sell more.
Yeah, exactly. Because obviously, you get the big title. Even kids that shouldn't have it, the parents are going to get there. It. So
I know 5-year-old kids that play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, exactly. And they love it.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things that I want to know the reason why the latest Call of Duty is getting an R rating and stuff like that. What's changed? Is it just for...
I know it's 4-player online co-op, the whole campaign.
Yeah.
You're going to have zombies separate to the actual game story mode.
Like they always do.
Yeah, it follows on Black Ops 3.
Yes.
So it follows on Black Ops 2.
Yep.
That's about it. That's all I know. I know it's going to... I think it's set a little bit in the future. It's just going to be full on.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I don't know. So, look, I want to know something else.
Right. This is going to tie up the...
This is going to tie everything up. And I want you to give me your best answer for it.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the biggest ongoing lie you've ever told?
All right. Now, this is going to... Oh, there's a couple.
Yeah.
There's a few here.
Yeah.
I remember it wasn't the ongoing lie.
Okay.
It was one of those ones that I felt so guilty for that I just had to come clean about.
Straight away.
No, it wasn't. I remember a friend of mine telling me one time, he sent me a message, and I just literally didn't want to do anything. I was sitting at home doing nothing at all.
Yeah.
And I said to he said to me going, oh, what are you up to today? And I go, ah, sorry, I'm at work. Can't do anything today. I'm busy.
Yeah.
And then, a bit of time went past. And then, about half hour or whatever, get another message. No, really, where are you? Right? And from that moment... You look at the message and you're like, I'm caught.
Yeah.
It's done.
Yeah.
It's right? Over. I'm like,
life's over.
Is he outside of my house?
Yeah.
I'm like, what's happening? I'm like, and I remember I sat there and
you
I was like,
out. You were freaking.
Yeah, I was like sweating on the back of my neck. Like the hairs were standing up. I'm like, I've got nothing to come back at him with.
Yeah.
And instead of like just doing the whole, I almost did the aggressive sort of like, nah, I'm at work.
Yeah.
Like, but I'm like, nah, play it cool. Yeah. Like just all like, yep, still at work. Like, that's just how it is. And the message I got back after that was, that's just like you, Anyone else would, get aggressive and freak out because I'm curious to,
where
they actually are or whatever. But,
you would have been you. But that's what you were doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Almost like a double bluff. And from that instant moment, I'm like...
Oh, you'd be good at poker.
I'm like, oh, I've got to come clean.
Yeah.
I've got to come clean about this.
Yeah.
I remember the next time I saw him, I go... I've got to tell you this just because the reaction that I had.
Yeah.
And it was literally looking at him. I'm like, I was just at home. I was just lazy that day. I lied. That was it. And he's like, what? What? Ape? Because he's hilarious about it anyway. He's totally cool with it. And I'm like, nah, I lied. That was simple. Like,
I just was at home.
I was at home.
Yeah.
But you called me out on it. And I thought you were outside or whatever. And it scared the shit out of me. I was broken into sweats. Yeah. I was freaking out.
You and thought he goes, Ghostface?
Yeah. And I'm like, nah, I thought you had me. Nah. And he goes, I really thought you were at work. I really didn't care. He goes, I just sat around doing nothing anyway. I do have another lie.
Yeah.
But I'm going to save that for next episode because that one's going to go on for a while.
It's not a worry, man. It's all right.
But what is your big lie? Or one of?
One of is... it's almost like you're out, you're in a club. I used to lie a lot when I was younger.
Yeah, you know, I was always worried because every time I ask you what your story is, it always reverts back to like... you on some dating website and ending up somewhere like that. Is that what this is going to be as well?
Yes. Yes, it is. No, calm down. Hear me out. It's a little thing called the mystery method. Have you ever heard about this?
Never.
It's how to pick up women. It's a guide.
Okay.
So it was a magician called Mystery.
Yes.
And he ended up writing a book and it was called the mystery method.
Right.
And it's how to psychologically get a girl to like you without realizing she likes you.
Right.
So, and you sounds just make horrible. There's so many things here, and the greatest lie I've ever told using one of the techniques taught in Mystery Method is to psychologically take a snapshot of your life soaps of other people's lives in a little thing I like to call the blank canvas.
Right.
Does this ring a bell?
No.
It was with you.
Yeah.
It's basically grabbing people, getting them to put images onto a canvas.
Yeah.
They explain you to the images and you tell them bits and pieces about their life.
Oh, yeah. I do remember this.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all fake.
Really?
You told you. Yeah. That's what I mean. Like, you tell me the answer. You just don't know you're telling me the answer.
Right.
And I'm going with it. It's the same thing with psychics. It's all fake.
Of course it is, but like...
But that's what I mean. Like, how... When I did this to you, and I'm talking this was years ago...
This was going back about 4 or 5 years,
It was real, wasn't it?
It was cool.
It was amazing. How did he do this? This is brilliant.
I remember... But the thing about it was you were so obsessed with my picture as well. You're like, yours is really bizarre.
Yeah.
I remember mine had a cube with it with flowers coming out of the corners.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole point. The whole thing is... You're telling it, and as you're telling them, flowers, and there's something. And then when you say, like, I can't remember, flowers represent friendship.
Yeah.
Immediately, you're already like, yes. Yeah, because I do have some friends here, and I have friends over there. And then, you know what I mean? Like, every answer is already correct.
Yeah, right.
Because you're writing the story.
Yeah.
But you finish it off, and everyone's always like, you're 100% right.
That's so bad.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But it sounds like it. Anyone wants to know, I will do this mystery method to them.
There we go.
And it helps to pick up women. And then I lie. My ultimate lie is I'm good in bed.
Got me joking.
You're right.
But I will tell you one big thing that isn't a lie.
Yeah.
And we've said it from the start. This is the last episode in this house.
Yes.
This is our blank canvas.
Yes.
That's about to start again.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a little bit of a serious episode there.
It was. It went very serious. Not many laughs in this one.
No. We had Gun Lords. We had Pokemon Go. But the next time you hear from us, guys, we'll be from our May Contain cave.
Yeah, our May Contain headquarters. We don't have a name for it yet.
No, not yet. But check it out on Instagram because we'll be throwing up some pictures there.
Yeah.
Please subscribe, download, do all the things that you'd normally do to us. Take a picture of you watching us. That would be cool.
Yeah, May Contain-ception.
Yeah, whoa. Ooh. I like that. Jump over to www.maycontain.podomatic.com.
Or on the Twitters, @may_contain for any extra info.
Yeah, guys, and the other big thing is we have a YouTube channel now.
Yes.
Look, we haven't got an exact site, but if you literally just type into the YouTube bar, May Contain the slap, you'll see myself slapping soaps.
Yeah, a reenactment of what happened on a previous episode where I lost a very minor contest.
Yeah, it was good.
Ugh.
It's got about 20 views. I like it. So for the final time at this location, this is Gander.
This is Soaps.
Hallelujah.
Thanks for listening, guys. See you next episode.